Some trouble with the connection, so I apologize in advance if it fails. Okay, we're just talking now about the Chavis Halvavis is a salt on your focus. There's a salt on your focus. When you are trying to engage in davening, and the Yetzer Hara comes and gets you busy with. So he says, if a person can catch himself, say a person is in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, suddenly realize he's been touring the world, right? If you can suddenly catch yourself then, and you catch yourself, you talk to yourself and you say, how can I do lip service with Hashem? It's not by that way to people to be busy kind of like reciting, but you actually really need something from him, right? But you kind of recited it because you want to be busy in your mind with other things at the time. The person would be very insulted. What's that?
You know, with the smartphones, you know, somebody goes on a date, and one partner is, you know, doing something else.
Busy with the phone the whole time? That's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah. It's only a problem if they have a phone.
Yeah.
and once they have a phone, then it's a problem anyways, even if they're not on the phone in the day. So, but yeah. So, Abayshem Tzuchim Li. Kimi She'el Echel of Levakish Mimino Chepetz. If I go to ask somebody for something, make some request, V'Evshal Oysam Yimeno Bil Shaini, and I ask with my mouth, but my mind is somewhere else. If he would see that, he would kick me right out. He'd be disgusted with me. He certainly wouldn't grant my request. Well, I think of this kind of like what the Shmuel said. I think of this in terms of a person, you know, finally gets an appointment with some chashev, a doctor that he really needs his help, or a philanthropist, or whatever it is. And exactly then, he gets a call from somebody, you know, playing a pizza party or something. So as he's walking in, so, you know, he writes out his request on a piece of paper. He walks into the guy's office. He's talking on the phone, but he hands the person the piece of paper with the request. And please, I really need your help. Right? It's all written on a piece of paper. Please, I really need your help. Would you give me a loan of $50,000? And he's talking on the phone. Yes, we'll meet at 8 o'clock at the pizza shop. And he hands the person the note like that. Kick him out. Is the Derech Eretz. We have to realize that with Hashem, our mind is on the table. Where our heart is on the table. This is not Pashit. This is not Pashit, but this is a stark perspective that the Chavis Halvavos is giving us here. So, anybody, when you're talking about with one person to another, if you're busy talking to the person, but your mind is completely somewhere else, and he realizes that you're not paying attention, then your mind is elsewhere. He's not going to be interested in giving a request. And certainly, if you realize that I'm actually busy thinking about something that would anger him, which in Hashem's case is anytime you're busy with something else when you should be busy with him, right? So there's no logical basis to assume that the person would grant my request. And unquestionably, I would act the same way. I would do the same. Let me show you me many shum chayfets. If someone would make some request of me, if I would know that this person's heart is where mine is, when I'm davening to Hashem, I wouldn't want to talk to the guy. I'm not thinking of it now in terms of my davening to Hashem. Just if I would know that his heart, he's busy dreaming about something else while he's talking to me, I wouldn't want to listen to him. But this is exactly where my mind is when I'm talking to Hashem. So, how can I not be ashamed from Hashem. She'el tzeloi minavshi, that I am trying to please him. That's something that if a different human being would offer to me, I would be disgusted. But that's what I'm offering Hashem. And with Hashem, I really should be giving him a lot more than a different human being would give me. And certainly, no other person would consider this acceptable behavior on my part toward him. But yet, this is what I'm providing Hashem with. This is coming back to a very chashuv yisrael, the chavis avavis. It comes up a few times that he wants us, he's trying to train us to, we kind of think in terms of, there's ben adam l'malkim, ben adam l'chaver. It's two completely different realms. It's two completely different realms, right? Hashem, you know, it's about frumkeit, it's about, you know, religious perfection, etc. And the ben adam l'chaver is about their acheret sensitivity. Chavis avavis wants to get us used to a concept that, no, the two very much overlap. Hashem, also, it's an issue of acting like a mensch toward Hashem. Acting like a mensch toward Hashem, acting with derech eretz toward Hashem. And if you remember, back in Shal Vidus Elikim, he said, and I believe that he was giving a perush on the famous Gemara of Hillel, that, right, you have the famous Gemara of Hillel, where Hillel told the ger, a goy told Hillel, I want you to convert me on condition you teach me the entire Torah on one foot. Right? So Shammai kicked the guy out. He saw that as a disgrace to the Torah. But Hillel did it. Hillel said, no problem. Ready? Pick up your foot. Here we go. Right? He said, my daloch sani l'chavach leitavi. What you don't like, don't do to others. There. We're finished. We can make a siyum. I celebrate. I just taught you the entire Torah. Idach pirush, everything else in the details, you'll come on. Now go learn the details. So the famous kasha, the obvious kasha, anybody should ask is, Ekom ez ben adam l'chaveroi. It doesn't come from another l'makom. Where's the another l'makom there? Don't do to others what you wouldn't want done to you. Don't do to others what you wouldn't want done to you. That's what he told this person. This person wanted, he said, I'll convert. If you teach me the entire Torah on one foot, he'll say, no problem. I can teach you the entire Torah in less than 10 seconds. The entire Torah is, don't do to others what you wouldn't want done to you. All the rest is just details. So the question is, that might cover Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. What about Ben Adam L'Malkom? Is that covered there? So the Chavis HaMavis said earlier, you know what, on the contrary, that covers Ben Adam L'Malkom also. You know why? Because if you would consider, if you were to take somebody and just shower them with kindness, shower them with kindness, and then one day you would ask them to pick something up for you the grocery store on their way back from work, they pass by that grocery store anyways. Oh, no, 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 I can't do that. Why not? Because I'm already picking up a few things from the grocery store and I don't know, I can't throw in another bag of lettuce. It's going to be too heavy for me. Right? It's not just that you're upset that you don't have the lettuce. You would feel very, very betrayed. Look, I'm giving this person, I ask him for something simple, he can't do it for me. It's an issue of menschlichkeit, right? The Chavis HaMavis says, if we appreciate everything that Hashem is doing for us all the time, we should appreciate that disobeying him is an issue of menschlichkeit. It's an issue of a lack of menschlichkeit. And he says that that's mamish, I believe that he's being mefarish as Gemara and Shabbos. He says that is the aside of all avodas Hashem, this understanding. That you should relate to Hashem the same way you would expect someone under you to relate to you, and you've done a fraction of what Hashem did to you. So here also, he's coming and saying, when you're talking about davening with kavana, it's not that, you know, you should daven with kavana. It's a din to daven with kavana. He's telling us, this is once again, it's an issue of menschlichkeit, realizing that Hashem says, I want you to connect with me now. I want you to connect with me now. This is time that I want you to dedicate to me. To him. Again, realizing that your mind and your thoughts are on the table when you talk to Hashem. So, as we said, focused, he's busy taking care of other things. while he's getting off his request. It's not that we are straightforward, not mentioned. The Chavis HaMamis is not coming and accusing us. We have to understand when the Chavis HaMamis is talking, he is, this is generally true for all Chavis HaMamis. He will come and introduce sublime madrigas in very like stark terms. What he's doing here is coming and saying, on the contrary, he wants you to get used to a way of thinking that you're right, it is above us because we're not so aware of it. But he's telling you, one minute, Hashem is there and Hashem is listening. So think about that for a minute and realize it's true. He's trying to hit us from a new angle. This is the beauty of the Chavis HaVavis. He's giving us a new perspective here. And he's saying, when you think about davening b'kavana, I want to add another consideration. I don't want you just to think, be thinking in terms of frumkeit, of piety, etc. I want to add another consideration. Hashem is real. He's really there. You know it. You might not sense it, like you said, but you know it. So bear in mind the fact that it's not just an issue of how pious you are, but bear in mind the fact that at the end of the day, he's there, he's waiting for you, and you're not there with him. So it's true. It's true. He's not saying that, you know he's there. You see him there. How can you be turning around? He's trying to refine our sensitivities. On the contrary, it's just like he did in Shara B'china, right? Shara B'china is basically telling us, Shara B'china, you're busy getting from Hashem the whole time, right? You get. We are all drowning in chesed from Hashem. And don't be so not a mensch as to, you know, be walking around like this. You know, the way I think of it is like a person walking with his hand behind his back. Turns around and says, here, Hashem, you keep putting things into my hand. I can't really turn around and look at you. But you keep filling my hand. I'm busy, but I want you to keep giving me everything you're giving me, right? Chavis HaLavis wants you to feel like a non-mensch. Now, again, you come and say, wait, but I don't really see Hashem as a reality. So on the contrary, this is what the Chavis HaLavis is trying to do. He's trying to tell you, but Hashem is a reality and you know it. So you have to realize, think in terms, kiviyachol, of Hashem's perspective, kiviyachol, and realize that it's insulting. Realize that it is a lack of derech eretz. Now, it's true. It will be a select few who will really learn to relate to it that way. But on the contrary, you're right. This is not our natural way of thinking. He's trying to accustom us to a new refined level of sensitivities. There's an other examples of this. Okay, this is a very important point, but we'll stop here for now. We know that I hope I'll remember next week to continue this point that we're in the middle of. Okay. The Shabbos.